This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 22nd. Lost sheep blinded. Our reading comes from Luke 24, verses 15 through 19, and verse 32. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people." They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" Does it seem unfair that these disciples were kept from seeing Jesus? I have heard people say that it seems Jesus was being tricky here. While Jesus walks along with them, the disciples think he is an out-of-touch stranger who has no idea what happened recently in Jerusalem. But let's look at this from a different angle. From a teaching and learning perspective, Jesus makes a brilliant move. The disciples do not know Jesus is right there with them, so they can express their misunderstanding and frustration without being distracted. They have no need to try and act as they would if they knew he was there. They have room to hear God's story all over again and to begin learning anew. We learn that they also asked each other later, "Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked with us?" Somewhere deep inside, they sensed that their fellow traveler had remarkable understanding and authority as he spoke about the scriptures. But first they needed to be in a space where they could be redirected. Jesus, their shepherd, had more than one agenda to attend to in order for them to grow as disciples who would be invited to share in his mission. While not being able to recognize him, they could begin to develop spiritual eyes of faith by which all new disciples would begin to see him. How has the Good Shepherd gotten your attention lately? What is he trying to teach you? Pray with me. Lord, help us to learn anew and to be more attentive so that we can see you at work in the world today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.